The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Pat Gray, how are you?
I'm good. You?
I'm good. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of things.
Okay, I guess. It's not that bad.
That's good to hear.
I mean, good might be an overstatement.
Probably.
We didn't really care. Okay. We didn't really care.
I thought I was sensing some concern there. No.
Okay. Uh-uh. All right. No, it's just something we say.
All right.
It's something we say. There's a couple of things that I want to talk to you about. One, I saved this. I have the... have you seen my predictions that I've put out for 2018?
No, not yet.
They're available.
You just did that yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I've been extremely busy.
Yeah, have you?
No. Okay.
I had to catch up on some TV shows.
We're not concerned about that either.
Yeah.
So you're aware. Okay. We're not.
Why am I here?
Well, we don't know. We don't know. Okay. So here's one. Jeez, I can't find it now. Here's one that I put in here. And I basically put it. Here it is. I put it in for you and Stu.
Okay.
Prediction for 2018.
Yeah.
New foods and flavors of common food items through genetics or natural manipulation will be introduced to the public broadly.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now listen to this. Have you heard of the new bubblegum grapes?
No.
They are genetic.
I've had cotton candy grapes,
I've had the cotton candy grapes, and they're really
good. They're awesome.
They're okay. Really good.
So cotton candy grapes and bubblegum grapes are out in limited supply.
What do they do to make that? To make it taste like bubblegum?
I'm not sure I want to ask.
I personally do not care.
So it is genetic manipulation.
Is it? I don't know. For the bubblegum one.
Yeah.
At least. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
What's the prediction entail?
That more of these things are going to come out, and they're going to come out broadly. Mm-hmm. And, you want to get me off of French fries? You want to get me off of donuts? Give me a donut-tasting apple.
Right. Or broccoli that tastes like steak.
Right.
I'd be all over that.
That would be amazing.
Wouldn't that be something?
I'm not sure this is good.
Chocolate broccoli. Chocolate Brussels sprouts. I think that's really good. I don't care how you get there. Just do it.
I fully think it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you have to watch how you do it. I mean, there's some poison that tastes like donuts. You don't stick it in the grapes. But I'll still probably eat it.
I probably would.
I mean, capitalism and science working together. I mean, that is, what are the two things people really want to do? This is Penn Jillette talked about this a long time ago on one of his shows. I think it was the Showtime BS show. And he said the two things that human beings kind of instinctively really want to do is eat more than they should and have sex more than they should.
Mm-hmm.
And
between more than they should.
Yeah.
You can have sex more than you should.
I probably, I don't know. Okay. I certainly have never had that as a problem in my life.
I have never faced that either.
And so his point was that science and capitalism will work hard to take the consequences out of those two actions. So the consequences being disease, or the consequences being unwanted childbirth. You don't want to be punished with a baby, obviously. It's an important thing you want to avoid.
We've had a president that pointed that out.
Birth control, right? Mm-hmm. Like condoms have taken not every consequence, but lots of those physical consequences, at least out of sex.
Virtual reality sex is solving that problem.
Right. On the other side, there are zero calorie sweeteners. You might not like them. But think of that, think of how many calories people couldn't, take in with sugar that could wind up being zero. Mm-hmm. There are now salad dressings and sauces and all sorts of things that are zero calories.
And some of it tastes really good.
Some of it is good. Some of it is not. Some of it's terrible.
You know what's really bad? Yeah. So over the holidays, I was in a store and because it's the holidays, I was only looking at the candy because it's the holidays, not for me, for the kids, but
yeah,
I really like Red Vines. I hate all other licorice, but I love Red Vines.
You don't like Twizzlers?
I hate that.
But you like Red Vines.
Yeah.
I do like Red Vines too.
Yeah. Love Red Vines. I hate everything else. And so there's this tan box of Red Vines, and it said made with cane sugar and no artificial coloring or anything else. It was delicious, but it did something that I thought, oh, it's healthy.
Okay. I don't think you need to go too far into
it's
that.
It's healthy because it's made with real sugar.
Yes. Well, and that would be healthier.
Yes, it would.
It yeah, would, but it's we're like kind butter of and margarine.
Yeah, we're kind of redefining healthy.
Yeah,
you know
we
what
are.
I mean? Going back to the natural ingredients, it kind of redefines yep. healthy.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, healthy is really a word without a definition. No one can explain what it actually means. What does it mean? Like, if you are, I would say absent of disease, mm-hmm. right? Not sick, not having the 12 diseases I apparently have right now.
I would say that
cough my way through a show.
Really, somebody who is really healthy, it can perform at the level of their body's capabilities.
Right, but you could totally do that with all the things that we're talking about that are unhealthy. You could eat red vines all you want. And at some point it will have negative consequences, but yes. it will take a long time.
Yeah.
If you could have red vines every single day and be there, and people have done it. How many people have lived to 110 years old eating Big Macs every day?
Oh,
we see those stories all the time.
I had a great aunt who ate gristle every day. Oh. Gristle.
Ah.
She didn't eat the meat. She liked the gristle from the meat.
Shut up.
She lived to 103 years old,
but you know, what?
103.
What is the difference between that and a pork rind though?
That's yeah, just the gristle. It's probably just pork. Like a pork
yeah.
rind.
Yeah.
So yeah,
103.
I mean,
I'm thinking about taking that.
I'm going all gristle.
Yeah,
beginning today. Now that I've remembered that.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do. You know, these people who are like, I'm 144 years old and I've smoked. I chew tobacco.
I had a bottle of whiskey every day.
I brush my teeth with whiskey. And look at me. I think that might be genetics. I don't think that's your diet.
Uh huh.
It depends on what you combine it with, too. Right. I mean, I think
butter.
Right, but that was back in the day how people ate, right? And they also,
and died at about 68 years old.
But then we're told, you were just saying that butter, like a lot of people think, hey, butter is better, right? Like butter is better. Real sugar is better.
I think it is. I think it is.
You may. I mean, it may be, but.
I have a feeling in about 40 years, we're going to find out that meat tasting broccoli is not as good as broccoli.
Anytime you modify them, you're going to change something, right? You're going to change it.
You have to.
Yeah.
But these things, I mean...
But wait. Oh my gosh, I just thought of something great. If we genetically change broccoli into meat,
mm-hmm.
and it becomes really, really popular, but bad for you, they'll say we have to stop making this, but maybe... we haven't kept any heirloom seeds of real broccoli.
Would be
nice.
We can
rid the world of broccoli.
That's something humanity can accomplish.
Yes. I think we set a course.
That's something we aspire to.
Engage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever get those people who come to you too, they're just like, you're on some diet or whatever because you just, you get past the holidays and, with the exception of Pat, who did this 3 months earlier than the holidays, right? Or whatever mm-hmm. it was. Just you get mm-hmm. so disgusted with yourself that you're mm-hmm. just like, I've just got to do something about this and I got to start eating better and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And then you have, of course, the one friend who's actually in shape and they see you poking away at some terrible looking salad. And they say, all you got to do is eat in moderation. Just cut back a little bit here and there and don't go crazy. And, just do some exercise and it'll be great. You don't need to go crazy. Shut up.
Yeah, those people usually end up with a fork in their chest.
Yeah, right after they said that. It's like, if I could do all of those things, I wouldn't need you.
Right. Shut up because you're starting to look tasty. So what are you covering today, Pat? What's on your mind?
I'm kind of sick about some of the unintended consequences of the Donald Trump Steve Bannon breakup.
Oh no!
This is there's more to consider than just the two of them.
Yeah.
For instance, who gets custody of Michael Savage?
Oh.
In all of this, some of the kids are going to be upset.
Yeah.
Which one do they go with?
I don't know. I will tell you.
I don't know.
I will tell you that. What's his name? Though?
Oh yeah, this is very sad. Alex Jones.
He gets Trump gets custody of him.
Alex
Jones had a report today that a lot of people were sending to us on the Twitters, which
I love Alex Jones news. I don't know already. I love this.
This
is great.
He has a report that apparently proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that Steve Bannon was an anti-Trump agent the whole time.
Oh my.
Now, it was a weird way. It was a weird approach to take over a campaign and make him president when he was an anti.
Yeah. Well, it's like, can I tell you something? It is like John Roberts and he is so stealthy on getting rid of Obamacare.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That right. He is. That he voted for it.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yes.
Super stealth.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Bannon was doing, apparently. According to this,
these guys
hardcore,
are so much smarter than we are.
They are.
Yeah,
that's
they
the problem.
Are.
You know,
they are.
It's like Trump's move yesterday, day before yesterday, when he seemed like he was backing off some of his really hardline immigration stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a trick to trick Congress into doing a bill that he can veto.
Did you
brilliant?
Did you get those calls yesterday?
Yeah,
we did too.
I did got those calls.
We did too.
Yeah,
unreal.
Yeah, like
why would he veto it?
I don't.
Why
know.
Would he veto?
He already said, "Give me anything, I'll sign
it.
Anything you do."
Yeah, why?
Which
would
is
he
what
do
I
that?
Explained to them. No, that's just part of the strategy, Pat.
It's always part of the strategy.
Oh, wow. That's
okay.
An
now
interesting
there is
strategy.
This. There, try this out for size. We still haven't passed the budget, right? We're still looking at a government shutdown.
Yeah, I think that is still going. They did an extension.
Yeah, they did an extension.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, they did an extension. I think that's coming. Can you look up real quick when that's coming? I think it's coming soon. What about this? This one I thought of last night, and I'm like, wait a minute. Maybe he was just putting that out there so the press could cover it, and he's like, hey, I'm working with the Democrats. I'm working with everything. And then when the budget doesn't come through...
10 days, it looks like.
10 days. Oh, yeah. He could play this game for 10 days, and then he could say, damn it. And when everybody says, it's the Republicans, he could say, no. Have I not been reasonable in the last 10 days? I've been trying to work with these guys, and they won't get reasonable. I've said, put it on my desk. And they won't agree. That's,
well, in 10 days, we'll know.
Yeah, in
right?
10 days. That's we'll a possibility.
It's not likely. I don't think that's what he's doing. But I'd love it if that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Because after this meeting, when conservatives, and this is one of the things we said yesterday, it's like, if you care about the border, make sure your voice is heard to Trump. His supporters, the people who really voted for them and then like the guy, need to make themselves very vocal in these periods when he's flirting with the left, because he does tend to back off of those things when he hears from his base.
And if he doesn't hear from his base, did you hear yesterday? Can we play the audio, please, of Donald Trump talking about the reviews of that meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have it, Sarah?
He was talking about how everybody was happy with it.
How great it was, how great his performance was.
And it was a tremendous meeting. Actually, it was reported as incredibly good. And my performance, some of them called it a performance. I consider it work. But got great reviews by everybody other than two networks who were phenomenal for about 2 hours. Then after that, they were called by their bosses and say, oh, wait a minute. And unfortunately, a lot of those anchors sent us letters saying that was one of the greatest meetings they've ever witnessed.
Wow.
And they were great.
Came in the mail
for about
fast,
2 hours.
Right?
They were phenomenal.
All right. So what is he saying here? He's saying, look at the left. They loved me. They loved me. They thought this was great. He responds to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he does.
If you don't. Even if you think he's playing a game, if you don't let him know, hey, dude, we're not cool with that, he's not going to get that message. He's going to think you're cool with it. They're cool with it. Mm-hmm. If he is playing a game, you'll be right and everybody will be happy. If he's not playing a game, if you shut your mouth and don't let him know, I ain't cool with this, you're going to lose.
This is why Donald Trump deserves the same treatment that everybody else gets, which is when you do something good, you say good things about it. And when they do something bad, we say bad things about it. This idea that we're supposed to make excuses for him every time he does something we don't like is ridiculous. And the same thing.
We didn't do it for Bush. Why would we do it for Trump?
We didn't do it for Bush. We didn't do it for Romney. We didn't do everything. Yeah. That's the thing. It's like you have to, when he heard these voices about, hey, wait a minute, you said, you might not need a wall. You said you'd do a clean DACA bill. What did he do? 10 minutes later, he's tweeting about how, oh, by the way, we do need a wall. I mean, you can, if he hears your voice and you hold him to the things that he campaigned on, he does tend to go back to those positions.
He wants to be liked. So let him know how to like you.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
There's a ton of things that I have to do this year. One of them, get organized, get into better shape, spend more time with family and friends. And to do it all, I have to be well rested. And that starts with getting a great night's sleep, which
You're guaranteed to get every night when you sleep on a Casper mattress like I do. Casper is, I think, the perfect mattress, not only because it is really, really comfortable, it supports my back and everything else, but it is so wildly inexpensive when you A-B compare. Casper mattress, I'm not alone in loving it. Time magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. The mattress ships for free in a box so small you're going to be saying to yourself, how the heck do they get it in there? Get a Casper now. Start your year off right. Try yours in your home for 100 nights free with shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com/Glenn. That's $50 off the purchase of your mattress. You can do it right now. Casper.com/Glenn. $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Inexpensive and a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions apply.